NASCAR on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio is brought to you in part by Everett Quick Lane, behind Brian Ford at 52nd and Evergreen Way in Everett.
Race car as the moon creeps over the hill. It's a full moon tonight. Ken Hinge leads them. This is going to be a run. We're getting set right now. Out of turn number four, Troy looks them over. We'll go green. 4:30. Good jump. Jim Foti fires that baby out. Ken Hinge drives a hold on the inside. They touch on the backstretch. Nima Lang comes underneath. Whoa! Hold her down, Hinge. Red flag is out. We'll restart the race. What'd you see from your vantage point, Super Dave?
Well, I saw that one right up close.
That's not what I ask you.
Hey, you know what, Hollywood? I'll tell you, there's some nice features in that mobile home. I mean, they've got a dishwasher. They've got a stove.
Is that right?
That's exactly right. Like I said, and it's a Kohler.
Why don't we just buy that baby and rent it out to the carnies?
Well, I know some of the amusement guys got it up for bid. Do you have the latest bid?
Yes, I do.
How much?
Can't tell you right now. I think right now it's three armbands and a ride on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
I heard one guy bid two 24 packs of Bush.
They would never give up that much. I've got a brand new announcer up here, Super Dave.
You know, I'm not quite sure. I couldn't talk to 240 Gordy to see exactly how he was going to do that, but rumor has it he knows exactly what he's doing.
He and the wife still arguing?
Well, you know, his wife, she wanted to do it at first.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
But she's from England. She drives on the wrong side of the car. She couldn't do it.
Oh, okay. We're going to restart this gig.
Hollywood, are you picking Earl Pitts up tonight at the airport?
Yes, I am. He's in on the red eye from Memphis, Tennessee. He was down there for the Elvis deal last week.
Well, you know, that makes sense. He's a redneck. He's coming on the red eye.
Absolutely. He probably thought that's what it said when they said you're catching the redneck.
Hey, is he staying at the Hojo as well?
No. He's camping out down on the Snohomish River.
I don't think he owns a tent.
I didn't say he was camping in a tent. I just said he's camping out. Got him newspaper like he does down in Tennessee. Wraps himself with newspaper, says it's the best insulation in the world.
Hey, you know, I've got a good idea. Racy could bring him dinner.
Good shot. Wash it for him down the river. Do you want to hear from our new announcer?
Yep.
Hi.
That's all he's got so far.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it?
I'm breaking him in slow.
That's right.
Chris Farley down by the river. Living in a van down by the river.
Who is?
Chris Farley.
Oh.
Hey, you know, Brakefield just set a new record from walking from the left to the right.
He started yesterday.
That ought to get him here tomorrow.
the Penguin Eradicator, the Brakeman. Well, the lights will go off on the Snow Country Ford pace car right now with DW behind the wheel. Ken Hinge, Jim Foti, one and two. They'll take it out of turn number four. Fires up, fires on, and we are on our way. Green flag, good start. Ken Foti gets a little bit of a jump into turn number one. Takes that outside. Inside comes Ken Hinge. Takes the Iron Horse, Green Machine, down the back chutes. Fighting him side by side. Two by two. They fly into turn number three. Here comes the 74 of Steve McElroy to the outside. Inside, Nima Lang in the double zero.
Good call, Hollywood, as Jim Foti takes the lead down into turn number one. Ken Hinge to the inside. He's going to push up on Steve McElroy. Nima Lang gets to the inside as well as they come down the backstretch two by two. This time, Hollywood, Hinge's hanging right in there, hugging the white line on the low side of turn number three. He's going to get loose once again right in front of Nima Lang. He gets into Bill O'Brien. Frank Cowgill with a smash front end, and the caution flag comes out. You saw it coming to fruition, Hollywood, right there between 3 and 4. Ken Hinge once again got loose, and the caution flag coming out.
We completed one lap, working on lap number 2 as they'll come back around this time. I'd say we get her started, Soup. Thank our friends from Collins Motors right here in Monroe, as they have one of our company pace cars. We do appreciate their efforts. Collins Motor. This is Randy's Ring and Pinion, Street Stock Bomber Division, part of the NASCAR Weekly Racing Series, presented by Dodge, and we'll go green right now. Jafoni with a big jump. Then back to Steve McElroy, and Billy Coates runs in that third spot. Foti leads lap number 3. Across the board, we're all single file. From the back of the pack, starting 18th, and now he has moved up into that top 10, goes the 10 of Dave Lund. It's still Jim Foti as they take it across.
The single file restart, Hollywood, is a little more conducive to the Bombers and getting this one going. We're actually four laps down as Jim Foti takes it off of turn 2, Steve McElroy. Then back to Billy Coates, Nima Lang, Bill O'Brien, your top 5. And just right now in 8th position, your points leader, the 10 of Dave Lund, trying to work his way through the field. Hollywood, he doesn't have that many cars to get to as he does on a normal Saturday night.
You're absolutely right, and he's going to pick off another one. He gets by a fellow who won a couple weeks ago in the 87. Now he slows up as he gets behind the 3 of Bill Eddy, but he keeps picking up, laying him down. That car sticks well down on the low side. Jim Foti with his hands full. Here comes McElroy and Billy Coates, and back to Nima Lang. Billy Coates kicks up some dirt, but he just makes the pass for spot number 2. And 3 abreast, and now Dave Lund gets under the 0-3 of Bill Eddy. Across will come to complete lap number 7. It's Foti then side-by-side with Billy Coates and the 74 of Steve
McElroy. Down the backstretch, Jim Foti takes a good side-by-side battle now for that second spot as Steve McElroy goes to the outside on Billy Coates, and they got lap traffic in front of them. Nikki Bristle, they go to the underside and get by her as they come out of turn number 4. And you see Steve McElroy just off the reverse camber step kick up some sparks. He's going to hold on to that second spot as they head out of turn number 2. Hollywood, there's about 4 car lengths back to the double zero of Nima Lang.
And right after Nima Lang comes the 10 car of Dave Lund. Lund now into that 5th position. Bill Mann back out with us after an oil leak a little bit earlier. does not seem to be dripping right now. We'll see if Namalang is the next that will get picked off by the 10 of Dave Lund. Lund still leading the Great West region for short track for NASCAR. It's the Randy's Ring and Pinion Bombers, and off goes the 81 of Bill Mann. He's trying to get it out of the dirt, trying to mount that hill, and it backs down again. Turn the wheels and come to the left. We're going to be okay. He's still trying to come on, Bill Mann. New leader, Steve McElroy, as we watched him on the other side. Billy Coates trying to run for that second spot.
And Bill Mann will get it back out onto the racetrack. Right now, Steve McElroy leads this one over Jim Foti in that lead change on the last lap with Billy Coates. But looky, looky, here comes Dave Lund. He is now in fourth spot as he gets around the double zero of Namalang. And look at the other one, Rocket Ship Hollywood, a little ways back. The 03 of Bill Eddy, followed up by the 92 of Jim Downey. Now, Hollywood noticeably absent from the front of the field. He won the trophy dash. He's got a couple A main wins. And that's the 05 of Kyle Cooley way back in the field.
Good calls over Dave. Kyle, whoa, we're going to have a big one right in front of us. Not too much harm as some of them take the outside. Bill Mann went on the fifth mile, and then spinning around is 67 of Bill O'Brien. He's going to come back out. And he's off and moving. The next one they're going to pick off will be the 24 of Jay Van Buskirk. Up into fourth, and now to challenge for that third spot. The 10 of Dave Lund, and they'll come across complete lap number 15. We're halfway in the field.
Down into turn number one is still Steve McElroy. Up on some lap traffic, he's going to go to the inside of Jay Van Buskirk in that 24. Jim Foti, Billy Coates, and Billy Coates better watch it. He was a little loose coming off of turn number two. Dave Lund is heading straight for the right back for this bumper. He's going to go to the outside as Foti gets low. Hollywood kicks up some dust on the low side of the ripple strips, and Lund gains one more spot. So does Billy Coates.
Billy Coates grabs that second position. Now he gets wide. Lund looks underneath him. He'll close the door, and he has to back off. All the time that they battle for spot number two, it's the 74 of Steve McElroy on the move. McElroy comes across complete lap number 17. Steve McElroy, Billy Coates, and Dave Lund.
Into turn number one again, Hollywood. It's Billy Coates trying to hold off a hard-charging Dave Lund with Bryce, with Jim Foti right behind him. And then a long way back to Namalang, Bill Eddy, and Jim Downey, who was on a tear a little bit earlier in this race, has suddenly kind of stalled out into that position where he's at now. And that's going to be six as they head back into one. But I'll tell you something, Steve McElroy, who already has a main win this year, he is smooth with all those guys racing behind him. He's got nothing but clean air out in front of him right now, Hollywood, and he's got room to run.
Certainly does. We're going to count this down. There will be 11 laps to go at the stripe this time as McElroy has a huge lead for spot number two. Dave Lund takes that inside groove, washes up wide. Billy Coates fights back the 17-year-old youngster on a tear, but Dave Lund will grab spot number two into turn number three. What a run out of four across the stripe. We have 20 down with 10 to go. 35 laps. Super Dave, they've got some more to go then. It's going to be 35 laps. 15 left on the board.
Hollywood, Billy Coates is not wanting to give up that second spot so easily. Dave Lund, a couple of laps ago, gave him a tap on the backside, letting him know he was coming through, but he hasn't left Billy Coates in the dust by any means as he gets around him clean and clear now. And we're on lap number 21 as they're down into turn number three. Kyle Cooley still way back in the field. Travis Blackwood, who passed four cars in the first two laps, hasn't passed anybody since, Hollywood. I'll tell you, they've got a long way to go, but they've got a long way to go to catch Steve McElroy.
Scott Fogelstrom in the four car is off the course of this time. McElroy very comfortable with about a 10-car length lead over our second place, Dave Lund. Lund trying to close the gap. McElroy pushes clean air as we go into turn number one. We have 23 down. There's 12 left to go. Dave Lund not gathering up much ground on him at all. He has pulled away about four car lengths on Billy Coates in that third spot. Then in fourth, the 85 of Jim Foti in fifth, the 00 Nymo Lang in sixth, the 92 of Jim Bobcat Danny, and then the 03 of Bill 80 and the 87 of Monty Boyd.
As your leaders make their way into turn number three, little ways back, Nymo Lang, Jim Downey, Bill Eddy, and the 87 of Monty Boyd having a good run so far, but they're mired back in the field as they come by single file. They're going to go to the inside of Nicky Bristol. So we watch Steve McElroy already down into one. Dave Lund, he's got about a quarter of a straightaway, Hollywood. We're 25 laps into this Bomber A main event. Does he have enough time? By the way, Hollywood, we haven't mentioned it tonight. It's a full moon out there.
Absolutely. I mentioned that when it popped up over the hill. It's a crazy full moon, but everything is smooth so far. We have 26 down. Wow. A little bit late on the old graphic. 26 laps complete. Starting to close in on him. 9 laps left. They'll take it across the paint this time. There'll be 8 laps to go, and McElroy trying to stay out in front. Dave Lund challenges but does not gain much ground at all as they're working on lap number 28-35, make up the distance. McElroy across the complete, lap number 28.
Hollywood Racing Network just sent down a stat, Hollywood, I think you'd like to hear. It's that 3 of the 7 of Dave Lund's wins have came on a full moon night. And I'll tell you, he's trying to make it 4 here tonight. That is an unbelievable stat. You've got a great group working up there for you. As the 06 of Steve Potasik goes off the racetrack, but that doesn't hinder our leader in any way, Steve McElroy, down into one.
McElroy has completed 29. There'll only be 5 to go at the stripe this time. We'll watch him close as he is absolutely keeping the same distance out of turn number 4. McElroy takes that 74 across the stripe. Then Buskert goes wide, lets him have plenty of room. Dave Lund trying to chase him down. Does not seem to be able to do it this time. We have 5 to go. 5 laps left. Now 4.5, and we're counting down in the Randy's Ring and Pinion Street Stock Bomber.
Well, Hollywood, you can put him on the clock, and you'll know best, but he doesn't seem to be gaining any ground, the 10 of Dave Lund, on our leader, Steve McElroy. Also falling back a little bit off the pace is the 54 of Billy Coates, but he is all by himself with 31 laps down. I believe we're going 35, and Steve McElroy has this one in hand. As he comes down into turn number 3, he'll swing it out of 4. He looks like he's just drifting in and out of the corners, Hollywood, and punching it in and on straightaway.
Absolutely, and he is very smooth. He's dropped about a car length, and that's all, and there's only 3 laps left. They'll never catch him as Steve McElroy, right behind him, Dave Lund, is going to run out of laps, out of real estate, out of time, all at the same time. 33 complete.
Steve McElroy, can he make it? This would be number 2 win on the year, Hollywood. And you said Dave Lund is not catching him, so right now he's clean and smooth. A little ways back, we still got Jim Downey, Nymo Lang, Bill Eddy all right there, and they've had their same battle going for the entire 34 laps, 33 laps now. As they come across the stripe, you've got it, the white flag, one to go.
White flag, our leader into turn 1, lets it go up just centrifugally out of apex of 1 and 2 and down the back chute. He fires it up a little bit closer as Lund makes that last charge, but not enough time, not enough laps. It's going to be Steve McElroy, 74, your winner. Dave Lund, and a good run from the back of the pack, takes that second spot. Third goes to Billy Coates. Fourth to Jim Foti. Fifth to the 92, Bobcat Downey. Then the 87, Monty Boyd. The 03 of Bill Eddy. And the 3 of Dirk Cruiswick.
And that was Hollywood and Super Dave from back in the day, 2002. Well, we're at the end of this show. It's been, a long 3 hours, but I'm glad you were able to hang out with us. Again, this is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts. Wanted to remind you.
Highlights and interviews from 3 to 6.
Stop. Coming up Saturday afternoan, Busch Series action, the RoadLoans.com 200 live from Dover International Speedway in Dover, Delaware. And then I believe coming up on Sunday, we do NASCAR racing, the Nextel Cup Dodge Dealers 400, 9:45 a.m. live from Dover International Speedway in Dover, Delaware. Again, thanks for hanging out with us. Rest in peace, Super Dave. We'll see you next Thursday.